The NBA playoffs begin tomorrow with 16 of the league's 29 teams reaching postseason play. The Los Angeles Lakers are the defending champions. The San Antonio Spurs and Philadelphia 76ers are the number one seeds in their respective conferences. And commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Morning, John.
Morning, Bob.
76ers, a number one seed. How in the world could that happen?
Moses Malone making a comeback? Well, actually, Allen Iverson, the tiny point guard, has really come into his own in the last year as the best scorer in the NBA. And somehow he and his coach, Larry Brown, who were at such odds last summer that the Sixers almost traded Iverson, have become big pals. And they're getting along. And the Sixers have a bunch of role players around Iverson. And as long as he's healthy, and that's a big question because he's very fragile because he's so small, the Sixers have proven that they can play with anybody in the league, and they are certainly the favorites in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, but the real strength is out west.
Oh, no question. There are seven teams in the Western Conference that won at least 50 games, as opposed to in the Eastern Conference where there were only two. And you have all these great matchups, one through eight, really. You've got the defending champions, the Lakers. The Sacramento Kings with Chris Webber have emerged as a really good basketball team in the last couple of years. And, of course, the top seeds, the Spurs, who were the champions 2 years ago.
One of the best matchups is on the Lakers all by itself.
Kobe Bryant versus Shaquille O'Neal. These two guys led the Lakers to the championship last year and basically don't speak to one another. Bryant wants to be the man. Shaquille O'Neal is the man, the MVP in the league a year ago. It's a typical ego battle that we see today in professional sports, but they seem to have mended at least enough fences to play together, if not necessarily socialize together.
It's a best of five in the first round. You got to get it done in a hurry.
Makes it a little scary for the favorites, because if you lose one of those first two games at home, then you go on the road for two games into a very enthusiastic underdog arena where they think they can pull an upset, and that's why we do see upsets in the first round. One of the more intriguing matchups is the Portland Trail Blazers, who you remember should have beaten the Lakers in the Western Conference Finals last year, are now playing the Lakers in the first round because the Blazers really faded toward the end of the season. Talk about dissension. No one can get along with Rasheed Wallace, who's the Blazers' best player. Teammates, coaches, referees. He set a new record for technical fouls in the history of the NBA this year. And we will either see them give the Lakers a great series or self-destruct in a hurry.
The Wizards of dear old Washington have lost another coach.
Well, the one thing we've learned, Bob, is that Michael Jordan has about as much patience with coaches since he became the CEO of the Washington Wizards 14 months ago as he had with teammates who didn't execute or play hard when he was with the Bulls. He's fired three coaches so far, although Leonard Hamilton technically resigned Wednesday night. So now Doug Collins, who coached Jordan when he was with the Bulls, is the new coach of the Wizards, which will, of course, lead to speculation that Jordan wants to play for the Wizards next season.
If Jordan could fire owners, he'd still be with the Bulls.
You're absolutely right. If he could have fired both the general manager, Jerry Krause, and the owner, Jerry Reinsdorf, he would be the owner, general manager, coach, player, and probably broadcaster for the Bulls, and he might want to host this show.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, author of The Last Amateurs, Playing for Glory and Honor in Division I College Basketball.